Siyata Shmaya, Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, Kavod Parsha Shmos, Kavod Yirtzer of the Rambam, the Holy Rambam today, Chaf Teves, Yirtzer of the Rambam. Is there one of the biggest and holiest personalities of all Jewish history, for sure the Rambam. So just to say, even though just to mention the word the Rambam is a big deal. So let's try to bring out a nice avodah, the Kavod Shabbos, and cover the days of Purim that are coming. So, if you look in the Rambam, it's in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Aleph, Al Chadal. So the Rambam says, so what's the Rambam? Ezehu Zman Kriyasa, what's the Zman Kriyasa of the Megillah? Zman Harbe, Tikni Lachamim, Shinemar Bizmanehem. Ve'ilu Hein Zmani Akriyasa. He says like this, Ko Medina Shaisa Mukefas Choma B'mei Yushu Benun, whatever land was Mukefas Choma, surrounded by a wall during the days of Yushu Benun, Bein Be'eretz, Bein Be'chutzarts, whether in Eretz Israel or whether in Chutzarts, Afal Pish In La'achshav Choma, Koren B'chamisha Asar Ba'adar. Medina Zu, he nikres Krach. It's called a Krach. So he says, whatever was had a Mukefas Choma during the days of Yushu Benun, they read on the 15th of Adar. And the whole Medina shlohai samukavas choma b'mos Yeshua, and whatever Medina didn't have a surrounding wall during the days of Yeshua, va'afal pishi mukavas ata. Even though now it can be surrounded by a wall, korn bar ba'asar Medina zu he nikres ir. So this land that was not surrounded by a wall during the days of Yeshua ben Nun will read on the 14th, and this land is called an ir. So Shushan the halacha. Shushan Abira, afal pi shelo aysa mukeves choma b'mei Yeshua benun. Shushan Abira, even though didn't have a wall around during the days of Yeshua benun. Korn b'chamisha asar sheba haya nes. You read on the 15th because that's what the nes was. Shneimar v'noach b'chamisha asar bo, that they rest on the 15th in Shushan. And now here's the question that I want to ask. That's the Ratmi. V'lama talo davar b'mei Yeshua. Why does it matter? Why are we saying that talo Yeshua benun? Why? Kidei l'chalak kavod l'Eretz Yisrael. She'esa charava b'osa zman. So Rambam says, it's in order to give kavod to Eretz Yisrael that was destroyed in the state of Churban during that time of the Nes of Purim. Kidei she'yu koren kivnei shushan v'yachshivu ki'ilu hein krachin mukafin choma af api she'in ata charevin holo v'ayu mukafin b'imei Yeshua. So read on the same day as Shushan. Why? Because it's surrounded during the time of Yeshua. V'yeh zikaron le'eretz Yisrael b'nei zeh. And therefore, it's a zikaron to Eretz Yisrael b'nei zeh. So the Rambam says the reason why we're tolling it on Yeshua b'nun is in order to get kavod to Eretz Yisrael. So the Indian of Eretz Yisrael comes up by Purim. That's why it's because Yeshua b'nun. So it's very connected to the Parsha now. Why? Because now this week we start Sefer Shemos. So Shemos is... It's the starting point of Galus Mitzrayim, right? It's Ve'elish Mos Bnei Yisrael by Mitzrayim. It's coming to Mitzrayim, and it's a crazy thing to think about is that from now until the end of the Torah, Klal Yisrael as a nation, we will not be in Eretz Yisrael again. It's a mind blowing thing to think about that we're not going to be in Eretz Yisrael, right? So we see obviously that now it's a time where we're missing Eretz Yisrael. It's a time of Golus, without Eretz Yisrael at all. So, what's an avoda that we can do now to connect to Eretz Yisrael? So, Dafka, also, we see the Rambam said it's all about Yoshua ben Nun, all about the days of Yoshua ben Nun. So, happens to be that Yoshua ben Nun is Gematria 549, it's Gematria exactly Emes Ve'emuna. So, there's a Sheikhas here of Yoshua ben Nun and with the Indian of Emes Ve'emuna. And happens to be that Emes and Emuna is exactly connected to Eretz Yisrael for the following reasons. That Rabbi Nachman, let's look at Rabbi Nachman to see what he has to say about this inyan. So first, let's start with Emes. So we know that David Melech says in Tehillim, I believe Perek Pehei, says the pasuk of Emes me Eretz Titzmach. That Emes comes out, me Eretz Titzmach, it grows, it produces from the Eretz. So what's the Eretz? Eretz is always Eretz Yisrael, like it even says in the Rambam himself. Right, he said here that bein be'eretz, bein be'chutzaretz. So be'eretz was referring to Eretz Yisrael. So emes me eretz titzmach. Where emes comes from? Emes comes out from where? From Eretz Yisrael. And what about emuna? So if you look here in the Kutei Maran, Torah Zion, the first paragraph, Rambam says, "Da ki ikar agalus eino ela b'shvil chasar emuna." He says the whole Indian of Gaulis is just because of a chisaron be'emuna. K'mosh kasev, tafoi, like it says beginning of Shir Shirim, tafoi tashuri me'rosh amana. Ve'emuna, and he says tafoi tashuri me'rosh amana. So he goes on later to say that it's with a tikkun of amuna is how we're gathered in from Gaulis. Ve'emuna hi b'chinas tefila. Says amuna is tefila. K'mosh kasev, that he yadav emuna. V'targumo, and says in Uklus, prishem b'tzloi. That when it says that Moshe's hands were spread in Amunah, which is connected to Purim also because this was the war on Amalek, Vahiyadav Amunah, Targumumo, Prishim B'Tzloi. They were outstretched in Tzloi, which means in Tefillah. V'zeh b'chinas nisim l'mal miteva. This is the Indian of going l'mal miteva. Ki atfila l'mal miteva. Why? Ki atev mechayev kein. Because Teva says this is what it's going to be. Vatfila mishana ateva. But Tefillah, you can change the Teva with your Tefillah. V'zeh davar nes. And that's a nes. V'lazeh tzar chamuna. For that strength of tefillah, you need emuna. Sheyamin sheyesh mechadish v'yadol chadish davar kirtono. That you have to believe that with your tefillahs you can change something. You have to have emuna in it. So now Rav Nachman says the ikar emuna b'chinas tefillah b'chinas nisim. He says the ikar place of emuna, the ikar place of tefillah, the ikar inyan of nisim eino ella be'eretz Yisrael, only in Eretz Yisrael. K'mosh kasuv shchan eretz urei emuna. That it says in Tehillim, Lamed Zayin, that you dwell on the land, or Eyemuna, you pasture Emuna. The Sham, and there in Yisrael, Iker Aliyos Tefilos. And that's the Iker place of the Aliyos Tefilos. So Rav Nachman says that what the Iker place of Emuna is what? Shchan Eretz Ure Emuna. Again, Eretz referring to Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, that's how we produce Emuna. So if you look in the Kute Etzos, Rav Nachman has in Yom about Eretz Yisrael. So Kute Etzos, it's Eretz Yisrael Torah Gimel. Listen to the words. It says, "Mi shirot zelios ish Yisrael be'emes." Again, the word "emes." A person wants to be a Jew be'emes. Danu sheilech midarga ledarga, to go from level to level, to grow. Ef shar ki im aide kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's impossible unless you're connected to the kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Ki kol alios shetzricha na'alos el kedusha hu rak aide Eretz Yisrael. All alios a person has in his avodas Hashem only comes through Eretz Yisrael. V'chein, and similarly, kol alios atfila hu rak Eretz Yisrael. All alios a person has in tefila is also only through being connected to Eretz Yisrael. This whole Indian that the only way we can grow in avodas Hashem is only if we're mekadesh to Eretz Yisrael. So nu, what do we do now? We're going into Galus Mitzrayim. We're not going to be Eretz Yisrael for 3/4 of a year now. What are we supposed to do if we're not in Eretz Yisrael? So it says in Tetvav, "V'tzarech levakish me'Hashem Yisbarach she'yeh lo kisufin v'gagul me'Eretz Yisrael." You have to daven and cry out to Hashem that you should be zochet to have a longing, kisufin and gaguim and mamsh desire for Eretz Yisrael. Ad she'yizkeh levo l'sham, until you're zochet to come there. V'gam she'yeh gagul l'chol tzedikim Eretz Yisrael, and you should have a gagum for all tzedikim in Eretz Yisrael. And this is Sgula to get rid of Kas and Atzvus. Kas and Atzvus is an Indian of Mitzrayim. It's in Mitzar. Mitzar means like borders. Or what? You're stuck. It's an Indian of Kas and Atzvus, of sadness. So see, Rav Nachman saying is that what the Iker Derech to have these Aliyos is Eretz Yisrael. And like we saw from the Rambam HaKadosh, the Rambam says what? That why is the whole Indian of why? When do we read the Megillah Talon Yeshu Benun? Why? To give kavod to Eretz Yisrael. So we see it in now, b'schus the Rambam, b'schus the days of Purim that are coming, to have a longing for Eretz Yisrael, to connect ourselves to Eretz Yisrael. And if we're not zocha to be there right now, to not be minyayish that we're not there, but to have a longing to be there, to have a longing to always connect. So b'schus the Rambam, we should be zocha to connect to Eretz Yisrael, and b'siyat Hashemah, we should be zocha to come to Eretz Yisrael. Like we said from Shir Shirim, Tavoi to Shir Meirosh Amana, through the Amuna is how we're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, through the MS we're going to come to Eretz Yisrael. Siyat HaShemayah, the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh.